to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and in this special edition of the podcast, we sit down with Peter Gahn, the CEO of Royal Winds, a company that specializes in mobile skill games played for money, on how his company is making inroads around the world. The special edition of the podcast is brought to you by Konami Gaming. Later in the show, we're talking about a Konami creation that keeps reaching more and more properties year after year, so stay tuned. The phrase skill games means many different things in different parts of the industry. In mobile gaming, it can be played for free games, but the real gold mine is in real money games. Peter Gahn heads a company called Royal Winds and has developed mobile real money skill games that have great success in the jurisdictions where they are offered. He points out that because there is skill involved, there are different regulatory environments, which sometimes aren't as onerous as games played that depend wholly on chance. He spoke with me in January from his offices in Australia. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Peter Gahn, the CEO of Royal Winds, a new company about to come into the U.S., and they're located in Australia. Peter, great to see you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hello, Roger. Thanks very much for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Glad for the opportunity.
So, give us a little update. I have to admit, I've only heard about your company within the last month, and it sounds like a pretty interesting view. So, give me an idea of how you started and you know what your products are.
No, absolutely, Roger. Look, we aren't your typical startup that's just come out of a garage of two guys that dropped out of Harvard. We've been around for 4 years since 2016, 2017, when we. When gangbusters the first time around, you know, victim of our own success, and we got asked by Apple and Google to go and get a gaming license. Okay. And so we had to lie low for about 18 months, 2 years. And then recently, 6 months ago, we got our licenses, we reignited the company, we got listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange, and we're, you know, pretty much going gangbusters.
Great.
But I'll give you a 2 minute brief on what our company is all about, Roger.
Okay, great.
What we is a pure skill, hyper-casual, play-to-earn company. Now, that's a lot to digest, and I'll unpackage it.
Okay, good.
Hyper-casual meaning that the games that we produce, operate, and publish, they're games that you don't spend a lot of time on. They're what you call easy to learn, hard to master.
Okay.
So you don't spend 7-8 hours sitting there shooting at imaginary people, etc. It's a 15-18 minute session. You play, and our appeal to customers is that, you know, you finish a session in a fairly short period of time, and there's an incentive to come back.
Sure.
Because there's whether you're on the bus, you're on the throne, it's an easy game to play. We're pure skill. What that means is that the outcomes of the games you play on our platform are entirely dependent on your skill. There is no random outcome. There is no predetermined outcome. It's not a game of chance.
Okay.
It's a game of skill. It's a competition game. And it's play to earn. You have the ability to play for real money. That's what our license allows us to do.
Okay.
So I would say arguably we're the world's first pure skill, hyper-casual, play-to-earn a company that's out there.
Okay.
What really makes us unique though, Roger, is the fact that our algorithms allow the player to play within a cohort of similarly skilled players. So we've got a pool of customers, 1.1 and a half million customers out there. They're all of varying talents and varying abilities. And woe be you if you play against somebody who's like extremely good at these hand-eye coordination type things. And yeah, you know, I liken it to a high jump competition.
Okay.
If you're 4'6" and you're jumping after a 6'4" guy, there ain't a chance in hell that you're gonna clear that height.
Right.
What our algorithms do though, is put you in a cohort of 4'-5' people and say, look, you're in a similarly skilled cohort. Your chance to win is the same as everybody else. It's dependent on your skill. Go for it. The only difference, of course, since it is a high jump competition, is that the prize pool for the 6 to 7 foot jumpers is higher than sure. the 4 to 5 foot. Yeah. So we make the ability, we give the ability for you to win on a level playing field, but we also afford the opportunity for the high skilled players to win.
Okay.
That's what's unique about our algorithms. And that's what's applicable across more than just gaming to everything else. Okay. You know, in the fullness of time, we'll probably maximize the use of our algorithms. And we're steadily getting there. We've already, you know, we've entered the US over the last 6 months. We've got listed. We've relaunched our platforms. We've reinvigorated our player base. We've entered the US. We acquired a U.S. company back in September, October last year. That formed our beachhead into the U.S. market. Since our games are typically hand-eye coordination games, we're now expanding into word games, board games, strategy games. That's what our U.S. acquisition helps us do. Okay. Places us very well within the space in the U.S., which is by far and large the single largest market. Without a doubt, the sure. American player is primo.
Okay.
Primo.
So where have you been operating so far, and what have your results been in your previous operations?
Oh, we're operating in 147 countries around the world. Our license allows us to operate in those countries, but the caveat being that we have to be compliant with local jurisdiction.
Sure.
The key thing about the U.S. is since we are pure skill gaming, we don't technically need a license there. We're competitive games. We're doing well. The U.S. is the largest market, 1.23 million plus customers. We've got another 500,000 customers spread around the world. Canada's our second largest market by far. And then you have Southeast Asia, which is a region.
Okay.
So right now we've launched our product. Is essentially three platforms: Cash Carnival, which is our pure skill play to earn; Arcade Corner, which is our non-cash platform, so you can play those games and win non-cash prizes; and Cash Royale, which is our tournaments platform, so people play against each other on a leaderboard to win a cash prize or a non-cash prize.
Okay. So are you a B2C or a B2B company?
We are technically a B2C company, but okay. I'm glad you asked that question, because our platform, being the platform that's licensed to take and pay out real money, mm-hmm. we're also in the stages of opening up that platform to third-party developers who want to monetize the games that they develop and they want to play. They can do that, put it on our platform, do within a play-to-earn model,
okay.
and we get some sort of revenue sharing or profit sharing arrangement.
Okay, Sam. So in most cases, so as your example of the high jump thing, so you play against other people. It's not, you can't just jump on and play.
You can.
Okay.
You can, and this is the beauty of the algorithms, because when you jump on and play, and for all intents and purposes, you look like you are playing against a computer.
Okay.
What in reality you are doing is playing against the skill of a cohort that is generated by the computer. So the computer works out that within your skill level, the pool of players, what skill there are, what skill level there are at, and adjust the difficulty of the game such that you are playing the equivalent of a game that is set for your cohort.
Okay.
So even when you're playing alone, you are playing against a pool of players of similarly skilled
Because that's always been the problem with skill games that have been introduced to the industry already, that, you know, if you get good at it, you can't really win. It kind of pulls you down.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Nope. Our games and our algorithms make sure that there is always a possibility to win, because it is totally dependent on the skill.
Okay.
The probability of winning is dependent on the skill, the difficulty levels of the game. Mm-hmm. And they get increasingly difficult.
Right.
There is always a chance to win, level playing field, but it does get difficult. And commensurate moving with the prize pool. So it gets more difficult, the prize pool gets higher.
Okay. And so how does one deposit money on this, and how do you bet? Do you bet? You know, can you decide how much you bet?
We stay away from the word bet. We're a played word. Okay. Put down a player fee, and then we have the chance to regain that and extend that. You can buy tokens. We use a virtual currency within our platform, cash coins. You mm-hmm. can buy those on the App Store or Google Play.
Okay.
You can have a Skrill wallet, which you can deposit and pay straight out of there. And when you win, you cash out, you create your Skrill wallet, you okay. go through your AML and KYC processes, and you cash out.
Okay.
As straightforward as that.
So in this environment, then, you don't need individual licenses in every state that you operate?
Not in the U.S., given that we are a pure skill gaming company,
mm-hmm.
skilled independent. And that's only because the U.S. has a fairly robust legal system in which to work out what's games of chance, what's casino games, what's competitive and sporting
sure.
games.
Okay.
Some other jurisdictions which are blanket, they aren't as advanced or as forward thinking as that, have a blanket rule, such as the UK,
mm-hmm.
which say anything that takes and pays out real money requires a local license.
Right.
But there are an exception to the rule rather than anything else. In Australia, pure skill games do not require a license.
Okay. So what kind of information do you give to the player, how they can win and that kind of thing, or why they won, you know?
You're asking brilliant questions there, Roger, because one of the hurdles that we had to cross once we relaunched was the fact that we had to make our tutorials hell of a lot more user-friendly and comprehensive.
Sure.
Because getting people back into the groove required a bit of a learning curve. So there are comprehensive tutorials on how to play each game, how to acquire cash tokens, how to get power-ups, how to play, and how to cash out, etc. So okay. it's fairly comprehensive there. The team did a good job.
Konami's award-winning Synchros is the casino management system of choice for some of the industry's most innovative operators. Many have chosen Synchros in recent years. Operators like Red River Casinos in Pennsylvania and New York, Desert Diamond Casinos in Arizona, Golden Entertainment with 10 casinos across the U.S., Carnival Corporation and Norwegian Cruise Lines, Las Vegas' newest strip mega resort, Resorts World Las Vegas, and it was selected by the nation's largest casino on the West Coast with over 6,500 slot machines and an amazing new resort hotel. To start speaking with the Konami team about Synchros, and why so many casinos are choosing it, visit KonamiGaming.com/connect.
What's your strategy then for launching in the U.S.?
We are already in the U.S. Back in October, we bought a company called Antix.
Mm-hmm.
And has a board, a word game,
okay.
and they're doing well. And the purpose of buying Antix was, one, to establish a bona fide presence in the U.S. So we've got Antix is a Nevada LLC.
Okay.
So that's got its name changed to Royal Winds US now.
Okay.
And we're executing on our US plans straight out of Royal Winds US. Moving forward, that forms the foundation for the diversification of our games.
Mm-hmm.
Diversification of our games, Roger, forms one of three legs of our strategy moving forward. So, you know, and Royal Winds US plays a big part of it. Our three legs, our three strategy legs are diversification of the portfolio of games.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are we opening up the platform for third-party developers, but also diversifying the type of games that we have. We'll continue to work on our three platforms. So diversification of the games is one. Diversification of geography.
Mm-hmm.
US is the big market at the moment, as are the other two English-speaking countries, Canada and US. So we're progressing very hard there. And, you know, moving forward, we'll just slowly but surely expand across the globe.
Okay.
Multilingual, Latin America is a good market, which we are eyeing very closely at the moment. The Indian market's another one. So geographical diversification. And last but not least, Roger, is actually maximizing the utility of our assets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means is that, one, we have unique algorithms, unique artificial intelligence, which collects data, works out what a player skill level is, matches a skill, a player against another player. And we're using that algorithm and our platform as a service, providing that to other industries, other gaming sectors. Mm-hmm. So imagine if you were playing a virtual game of golf on one side of the continent and you were interested in competing with somebody else, you'd be able to do that on our player platform.
Okay.
The things that we're doing. Maximizing our asset utilization extends into all the digital assets that we have in games. So characters in games, power-ups, they lend themselves very much into this new blockchain and NFT space.
Mm-hmm.
Collectible space is growing quite tremendously.
Okay.
And our ecosystem lends itself very easily to setting up that sort of business model. So we're that's one of the things we're looking at as well. So, you know, platform as a service, extension into blockchain games. Esports has always been on our radar. We've got a relationship with esports teams in Singapore, et cetera. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a matter of time before we execute, pull the trigger on all these initiatives. And, you know, it's just the beginning, Roger. We're just at the starting line and the gun's gone off and we're off running.
Okay. So for the third-party developers, do you have some guidelines that you can give them on how to develop for you?
Yep. We're developing the SDK, the sandbox, and, you know, hopefully by the end of first quarter this year, it'll be ready to go.
Okay, great. In terms of getting the word out to the players, you have social media platforms and things of that nature that you're working with?
Roger, you probably know better than me. In this sort of context, marketing is everything.
Sure, right.
Marketing is everything. Our in steady state, as we have observed in the past, in steady state, a dollar of marketing spend brings back $356 in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a linear correlation.
Right.
So, you know, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, Insta,
sure.
They're all on our plans. Search engine optimized, we're all there. Okay. Digital marketing, and marketing is key to getting this into critical mass.
So what's your cost per acquisition for players?
Well, they vary on the spectrum between $2.90 for a player subscriber to about $10 for a active paying user.
Okay.
And, you know, we're looking at a lifetime value of probably around $40 bucks.
Okay. That's a lot cheaper than sports betting.
Oh, yeah. Mind you, sports betting has its place,
right? Of course, right.
And the funny thing about our license is our license not only allows us to publish and operate pure skill games, mm-hmm. but it also allows us to operate games of chance and casino games.
Okay.
So that's something that, you know, we'll probably address and take advantage of in the not-too-distant future.
Sure. And how does esports figure into this? You mentioned that. I'm not sure how that works into your games.
No, in the early days, because of our algorithms and our platform, we were approached by quite a few sponsors and teams as to whether we were interested in providing a tournaments platform.
Right. Okay.
Or teams to come and play. And the unique thing about our license as well was the ability for us to take wages and bets on outcomes of these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
The first integrated company or a company that would be able to host, manage teams and take wages on it. But like I say, we're moving towards where we're very much entrenched in the play to earn sector at the moment.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll take esports on the next horizon.
Okay. And I have to admit, I'm still a little bit quizzical about NFTs. I don't really understand how they work and how your platform will take advantage of them.
It is a new thing, and you know I'll be the first to put up my hand and say, look, it's still a learning exercise for us.
Yeah.
But the fact that you know. Animoca, another company, raised $500 million on a $5 billion valuation because they had $16 billion in NFT assets.
Sure.
It tells you the depth of the market. And one thing I can say, but I'm very glad to be, you know, alive at the moment, is Microsoft's recent acquisition of Activision Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
$75 billion.
Right.
Microsoft didn't bother going to shop around and buy Netflix or Hulu or any of those movie streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. They chose gaming.
Right.
As a sector to blow almost $100 billion in there.
Yeah.
That tells you the faith and the direction in which the industry is moving in.
Sure. And the value of it, I would imagine.
Yeah, the value. Yeah, absolutely. It tells me that gaming has gone from kids and entertainment to mainstream product, consumer consumption.
Sure.
And it just bodes well for everyone in the sector.
Okay.
Rising tide raises all boats.
Okay, great. So if I go on the App Store on Apple or the Google Store, what do we have to search for to find your apps?
Cash Carnival is our platform.
Okay.
Cash Carnival, and shortly you'll see Cash Royale in there as well, our tournaments platform. And that'd be a good start.
And it's Cash Carnival with a K instead of a C.
Exactly. Okay. We just want to be different. Difficult and different.
Sure, right, exactly. So what are some of your plans for 2022 and beyond? What do you want to get to immediately?
It's all about the U.S. at the moment.
Yeah.
We're just going to gangbusters there, making sure that all our downloads, player interaction, payment channels are all down pat. You probably know better than me. If there's one thing about online gaming that involves real money, is your ability to have payment channels working.
Okay.
And, we spend a good deal of time and money on making sure that that works a treat.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's an important aspect of the industry now, and they seem to be actually getting their arms around it for the first time, so I'm glad to hear that.
It's the single most important thing for any gaming company that's out there.
Well, I was looking at your board of advisors, and you have some pretty impressive people. Becky Harris used to be the chairwoman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board, and then Alex Eagleman, of course, is a well-known name in the esports, and one of your advisors is Roy Student, another guy who knows about this industry backwards and forwards. So, are you leaning on them specifically for the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. We are so honored to have Becky, Alex, Louis Goldner, a big name in lotteries in Latin America, joined the advisory board as well.
Sure.
He'll help us with our entry into the Latin American market.
Mm-hmm.
But the advice and the direction that they've provided, Becky and Alex in particular, incredible.
Yeah.
I've been astounded. It saved me a half-hour conversation with them, with the folk, saved me hundreds of man hours.
Yeah.
Googling and trying to find out stuff. So,
sure.
Absolutely honored and pleased.
Great. Well, Peter, it's a very exciting time for your company. I'm glad we could get to talk at the beginning here, and hopefully we can stay in touch and keep in touch with your progress as you go through your U.S. entry.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time, Roger. Appreciate it.
Okay, great. Nice to talk to you. Hope you enjoyed this special edition of the podcast with thanks again to Konami Gaming. Head to konamigaming.com/connect to start speaking with Konami's top Synchros representatives about your 2022 technology goals. To learn more about mobile gaming and skill games, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning, sign up for free at ggbnews.com by using the coupon code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.